So in today's readings, and particularly in the reading from Romans, I always, this is one of the readings that always made me scratch my head, because it's all very, Paul is very much Paul, and he's poetic, and he likes to use words and complicated sentences, and that's great. But what is Paul really trying to say? Because he does this: you are not in the flesh, but you're in the spirit, and one who dwells and lives in the spirit is life, and one who dwells and lives in the flesh is death. I mean, he has this whole, we heard it, and I don't know, I for a long time I walked away scratching my head, saying, okay, that's really nice, and what the heck does he mean? So, I mean, let's be real. What does it mean to live in the spirit and to live in the flesh? Well, it is actually simple and not simple at the same time. So, to live in the flesh for St. Paul is to live as one who is conquered by a life of sin. That's what it means to live in the flesh. To live a life that is constantly self-gratifying, constantly worried about me, and me. And really, that is the life of sin. That is when we fall. A lot of times, if you look at your sins you're committing, it's because you've made it about you, about what makes you feel good, about what you like, about what you think, about what you prefer. And when that happens, then we easily fall into sin, because we make everything about me, about my pleasure, my happiness, my joy. And so then we are living in the flesh. But St. Paul is trying to remind the Romans that there is another way to live, which is not to live of the flesh, but to live of the spirit. But here's the thing that always made me scratch my head, is St. Paul doesn't say what it means to live in the spirit. So what the heck does that mean? Okay, so it is easy to say, okay, I shouldn't live a life of sin. That's great. Great, I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't make everything about me. I mean, I think we know that. I mean, we know that, but we still make everything about me, but that's okay. I mean, we know we shouldn't, but, you know, it's always about me. But so then, how do I not live about me? How do I not make it about me? Well, that, my dear brothers and sisters, in today's gospel, we receive the answer. Because Jesus says, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. So Jesus wants to reveal to us how it is that we can live in the Spirit. And he says, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. So in the time of Jesus, to follow a rabbi, it meant to see the world the way the rabbi saw it. To have the same world view as the rabbi. And so because Christ is our rabbi, is our teacher, and we are his followers, how is it that we become men and women of the Spirit and leave behind the flesh? By putting on, by living with the world view of Jesus Christ, of how Christ sees the world. And you say, well, Father, geez, that's not that difficult. Have you ever tried leaving behind your worldview? Have you ever really looked at how attached you are and I am to our own worldview. Have you ever looked at it? Think about it for a second. You should be pretty scared because you're pretty darn attached to your worldview, I tell you that. You are pretty darn attached to the way you see the world. And that's why many times, my dear brothers and sisters, we live in a very vicious circle of sin. Is why many times we're not willing to walk away from sin, because deep down we have justified, we have found many ways, and we're very good at justifying our worldview. We're very good at justifying our anger. If it wasn't for my sister-in-law, brother-in-law, or whoever else it was that made me angry, then I wouldn't be angry. No, my dear brothers and sisters, I'm sorry. It's not because of your family member or friends that you're angry. I'm sorry. And that's just anger. We can do that with every sin. We can go down the list. But my dear brothers and sisters, the real issue is, are we willing to take on the yoke of Christ? Are we willing to put on Christ's worldview? And what is the worldview of Christ? The worldview of Christ is love, is mercy, is following God, is living in the truth, not living in our worldview, in our truth. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, if we're making it about us, we are living in the flesh. Ah, but Father, I'm educated. I know what I'm doing. That's great. I'm good. I'm happy that we're educated. I'm happy that, well, we think we know what we're doing. But okay, I'll give it to you. You know what you're doing. Good. But my dear brothers and sisters, if we really knew what we were doing, then why do we so easily go back to the life of the flesh? Why do we so easily go back to our sin? Because, my dear brothers and sisters, I would dare to say we don't know what we're doing. We're not as smooth as we think we are. And today is an opportunity to be reminded. St. Paul says, my dear brothers and sisters, the flesh brings you to one place, brings you to death. It brings you to emptiness. It brings you to unhappiness, unfulfillment. But if we are able to live with the worldview of Christ, then, my dear brothers and sisters, we will find joy. We will find fulfillment. So, the real question of this morning that we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to leave behind our own worldviews and to put on the worldview of Jesus Christ?